Okay, we're continuing the Rambam. We're in the seventh chapter of Hilchas Tumas Hameis, Halacha Beis. Okay, we talked about a sealed house before, and we're now going to talk about other issues of sealed houses and regular houses. That's an ohel. And we're going to learn about a concept called Sof Tuma Lotzeis, which literally means at the end, the Tuma is going to go out of the house. And we're going to see that Tuma can go out of certainly open doors and windows and going into other rooms sometimes. Right. And when, sometimes we're not exactly sure when that's going to happen and what we have to be concerned with. Mm-hmm. So we'll just take it slow. There's going to be a lot of questions. We'll just get the ideas as they come here. Okay. We have, and there's going to be difference between what?
I'm afraid that chewing is going to bother the rabbi. I'm going to go.
No, no, it's fine. But I don't hear so well, so nothing bothers me. You'd have to be screaming to bother me. That's not going to bother me. I'm too focused on the rabbi to think about anything else.
Okay.
You got to remember, there is doors that are, we talked about sealing up doors and regular doors, closed doors and open doors. Okay. So if you look in the picture here, just the picture that you see there's a house, a regular house with a corpse in it. See the corpse on the bottom there? I know it looks like from a Dragnet movie, but it's a corpse there. Yeah. And now this has three normal doors. Now, the top is really covered. I don't know why they make the picture with it open on the top. I don't know why, but it doesn't really matter.
So it's not open like that.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't make any difference, really. Okay. Regardless. Anyway, there's three possible doors. And we know that dead body's got to go out of one door.
Sounds right? Like, let's make a deal.
Sooner or later, that dead body's going to go out of
the door. Oh, when it leaves, when they carry the body out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to go by itself. Right. They're going to carry it out. Yes. Now, the question is, you see there's a man over there sitting under a ledge. You see the doorpost over there? Now, generally speaking, that doorpost could theoretically transmit that tuma. In that we have tumas oil over here now, right?
Right. Yeah.
Tumas oil. The tumas oil should go where to extend to where it will go out. In other words, a doorpost is something that can hold the tuma because generally the door will open one day, and the body's going to go out, and that's where the tuma is going to eventually get out. And this is this idea of sof tuma lotzeis. If the tuma will eventually go out, it's going to make a tuma even now.
If it goes out that door.
Well, so, okay, Rama could have made it easy on us, right? But he did, and just give us one door.
Right.
Start with one door before you get to three doors.
Right.
Clearly, if you have one door, let's say it's simple. Let's pretend this picture only had one door.
Yeah.
Well, let's say the guy's sitting under the door, and that's the only door in the house. That guy would be Tame right now, even though the dead body didn't go out. But that's what the Tumas Ohel does, that the door that the dead body's going to go out, the Tuma, it's already, it gives Tuma over there. That's when you know there's only one door. But that's not what we have over here.
Right.
We have three doors, and at this point in time, we're not exactly sure which door is going to be used right now. We'll talk about cases when you do know where it's going out. We've got three doors. The man over there might go out that door, might not go out that door at all. So now the question is, well, what's the status of the three doors if we don't know what's happening over here? So that's what the Rambam is going to discuss. Hameis v'soch habayis. If there's a dead person, a corpse, in a house. Ubo p'sachim harbe. And there are many doors to take you in and out of the house. Now, very important rule now. Bizman shekulam ne'ulim. When they're all locked. The truth of the matter is, even if they're all open, it really wouldn't matter. But let's just say they're all locked. What's the halacha? Kulam tmeihim. All three will give off tuma under the doorposts for all three of them.
Hmm.
All right. Even though at the end of the day, it's only going to go out of one.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to use three doors to get one corpse out.
Right.
All right. But let's just keep reading. I'll clear the reason in a minute. And therefore, Vayoshev, Pitzad, Kol Pesach Mehem. Anyone sitting under any of the entranceways, like this man over here in gray. Let's say there were three men, okay? Pesach mehem tachas atikra, under that little overhang like that. Hayotzel pesach that comes out of the door. Nitma, they'll all be tame. Now, the question is, since we don't know yet which door they're going out, so therefore they're all considered like one door. Now you may ask a question, wait a minute, but eventually it's going to go out of one door, right?
Yeah.
And once it goes out of one door, will that not retroactively tell us which was the door that was to be used? And then that should have been the door that was only Tomei. And I'll say like this. I'll say right now, if you'd ask me, tell me what to do right now, I say, I don't know. But give me a little time.
Yeah.
Wait for the corpse to go out. And then I'll figure out which door it went out. And now we'll retroactively. So let's say he went out of the door to the right.
Mm-hmm.
They won't say, you know what? That guy over there, he's not Tomei. Because he never went out of that door. And if he will go through the door that guy was sitting at, even though he's going to go out later, Let's say that guy even leaves. And then the corpse goes out.
Right.
But retroactively, you're going to tell me he was under the door that was used.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, but if you remember, when I'm telling you that, when there's three options, you want to retroactively, there's a word for that in Hebrew. You know what that's called?
Breira.
Remember that Breira word?
Yeah.
That we have clarified what it was in the pact? But we said, De'oraisa ein Breira.
Oh.
You're not metaher people with that svara. We have to be strict. There's no Breira, and therefore Derabbanan, yes, but not D'oraisa. And therefore, since there's no Breira, all three doors are Tamei until a certain time. You get questions, well, when does the Tumah stop? We have to get to that. But at this point in time, right now, with the corpse there, and we have no idea which door is going to be used, then we say the rule that Sof Tumah Lotzeis, we assume the Tumah can leave any one of those three. And right now, they are all Matame. 3 hours from now, it's going to be door number one. That does not retroactively, and remember, Tumah is a biblical law, so therefore will not retroactively say, well, he wasn't Tumah, or he was Tumah. Doesn't work. They're Tumah now. The question is, how long is it Tumah? We will see in a minute. Okay, so far, so good.
The roof there.
Don't worry about the roof. That's totally a distraction. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's of no consequence for us. Now, let's get to the next part. Has no picture because it's pretty obvious. But if you like, I could show you the picture again. But anyways, then let's say now Niftach Echemen. Let's say one of the three doors is now opened.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the corpse hasn't gone out yet, but clearly that's the door we're going to take him out. Because we opened the door for that reason. The hearse is outside. It parked to this side over here. You got the pallbearers are coming. The door's open. It kind of looks like we're going to use that door. Or, not even that. The guy thought already and decided in his mind, although no action was done, that I'm going to use that door. Even though he's thinking about it after the dead body died, in other words, he didn't have to think about it before it died, but he's thinking even after it dies. Not only a door, but let's put a few windows into the picture, which we'll talk more about in a minute. But let's say there were a few windows, wide windows, 4x4 tvachim, which would be enough to get a small body out. So even if he thought, let's see, a bechalon, if he went to take the body out with a window, shehi arba arba, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, then what happens? Heat seal al hapsachim kulam. It saves the other doors from Tumah, but we have to add in from that time onwards and not retroactively. So let's say the guy dies in the house at noon. Okay, at noon, we have no idea which door we're going to use. We have no idea what we're going to use. So now, people are standing under various door thresholds.
All Tumah.
All Tumah. No matter what. Three guys at three doors, they're all Tumah. One guy, well, all Tumah. 2 o'clock, the family decides we're going to take him out of the west door.
Right.
That's it. From 2 o'clock on, there's no more Tumah on the other doors.
Someone knew he sits there.
Even if now somebody says, remember, if let's say at 12 o'clock there's three people sitting there.
Too bad.
At 12 o'clock, everybody's Tumah.
Yeah.
2 o'clock, let's say those three guys, that can never go away. Even if we change the door, once you're Tumah, you're Tumah. That's it. You're stuck in your Tumah for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. So now, at 2 o'clock, now nobody's under the doors.
Right.
We decide we're taking the east door. We haven't opened a door yet. Now three guys sit at all three doors, under three doors again.
Yeah.
Only the guy by the east door is going to be tummy. Let's say even better. What if we decide we're going to take him out of a window? Then all the people under all the doors are now tummy from the time when the decision was made. That's very important. V'hasha'ar toharim. And the others are tohar from that point on afterwards. But anything that was there beforehand, they keep the tumah and it does not go away. But very important point. Mipnei sheheim ne'ulim. Because they are closed. Okay. Now, if they'd be open, that's a whole new kettle of fish that I don't want to get into right now. We don't want to talk about it. If the doors are open, then the tumah can go out. So an open door, if all three doors are open, forget about everything we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
An open door, clearly the tumah goes through that open door. Tumah goes out where it can go out. There's three open doors, and the mace is there, then under the all three thresholds, there's tumah. The only question, if the doors are closed, the tumah doesn't go out, but it really goes out of the one that it's going to go out of. But since we're not sure, and there's no brera, so then all three are still tumah, even if they're closed. But once you know which one you're going to take out, and the doors are closed, then only the one you're going to take out of is tumah. But if you say, I know I want to take out of the east door, but all three doors have been open the whole time, then they tumah all three doors. Open doors, the tumah goes out.
Right.
It's only because it's a closed door we can limit where the tumah is once we've chosen in our minds where we're taking it out. And more like that, more than that, v'harei, because remember, ein habayis, such a house is not like kekever sasum. It's not like the a sealed kever, because we didn't knock out the doorposts, so it doesn't have the laws of a sealed house. Okay, very good.
Let's clarify a couple of things.
Yeah.
When we say the tumah goes out, it doesn't
gimel, right?
It goes out, but it actually stays in the house too.
Also, doesn't leave.
Okay,
exactly.
And one more point. I don't know whether we want to go here. Maybe this is for later about windows.
Let's leave it.
Windows for later.
We're going to get to windows. Windows 10, Windows 11. We're going to get to windows very soon. Okay. Now look at the next picture first before we go further. Okay. Same case. Same case, pretty much. I didn't put three doors. Now we have two doors. You have a corpse there. Notice there's a jug under one of the doorposts.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Now, now there's a man who made a hole. But let's say the hole wasn't there yet. The hole was not. You see the man with the axe and the pickaxe, whatever, made a hole? Well, before the hole was made, before that was our regular halacha.
Right.
Anything under the two doorposts is tameh, and that jug would be tameh if it's there before we've done anything. But now we've added a new factor. We've now made a hole. Now, just like if you have three doors, and when you open or decide to open one door, now we know definitely where the tumah is going out, and the other doors do not have to worry. There's another way we can do this without opening any doors, by breaking a hole large enough that the corpse could go out of the hole. Once I break, now there must be a reason why I'm breaking that hole. It doesn't look like it's time for renovations when you got a corpse.
Right.
For whatever reason, they don't want to take the corpse out of the doors. So what are they doing? They're banging a hole that looks like, at this picture right now, just about wide enough to get the corpse out of it. And you're obviously doing it for that reason. Okay? So now, that's the idea. So we're going to say, Im Hischel. Lachdor bePesach, you're starting to tunnel out an opening, so to speak, on one of the other sides of the house to make a new opening. Lahotzi bo, to take the corpse out of that place. So Mishi, now how much do you have to open up? Mishi yachter arba al arba. Once you cut out 4x4. Hitzel al hapsachim kulam. It saves, as it were, all the other doors, which means to say, from the time the hole is 4x4, now if somebody for the first time puts a jug or a person under the other two doors, they are tar, because now we know that the tumah that is going to escape is going to go through the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
Is that true even if they don't ultimately take the corpse?
We're going to talk about that in a minute. But right now they're planning on doing that. Okay. I got it. 1 second. Now. Next. Hoyasham Pesach Sosum. Okay, similar to that. What if you had a boarded up? Remember, yesterday we talked about the doorway was completely filled in. Remember, completely filled in with bricks and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the same idea, just another permutation.
Uh-huh.
We talked about deciding to go out of one door. We decide to make a hole in the wall. Now we're going to say, let's say you had one of the doors was completely filled in with bricks. And now you're thinking that you want to take the body out of there. Now you're starting to open up that which you plugged up, and you're taking the bricks out. So there, you don't need a 4x4 because it wasn't a permanent wall. You can't just open the door because there's no door to open. You plugged it up with bricks.
Yeah.
So all you need to do is mishiaskel itzach. Once you start to take out a couple bricks, even if it's not 4x4, but you're clearly going to deal with that, hitzel al psachim kulam, you save all the other doors. Okay? But that's going to happen. You save all of them under that circumstance. Okay, that's not like where there wasn't anything to begin with. If there's nothing to begin with, it's a lot more work to get to the 4x4. But if you already had, it really was a door. You just filled it in. So once you start to undo that, that takes care of that. Okay, that's the third case. Now, let's move on to the... Maybe I can put this just a little lower.
Yeah.
So you can see more of the round. It's a little tricky.
Oh, because you lose the picture.
No, it's my finger. I'm trying to lower the picture, but it's not.
You want to get four.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little better. But you see, you lose that.
A little more ready.
Okay, now we're back up here. So now. Oop, so there's no picture on the next case. I'm sorry, there's no picture on this, so I can just give you all the Rambam over here. Soon my finger will be more efficient with this. Okay, what about Hoyobo Chalonos Harbe? Let's say you have a bunch of windows now in this house, and the doors are closed. Remember, the doors are closed. You got a lot of windows. Vechulam Agupos, and all the windows are sealed. Then Kulan Tahoros, and all the windows are Tahor. Because you're not planning on taking a body out of the windows. They're sealed up.
Right.
They're magufos. They're sealed. It's not just closed. They're sealed up. But niftachu, once you open them up, even if you don't plan on taking a dead body out of the window, but let's say you've just opened up all those windows, kulam tmeos, they're all tame, because the tumah goes through any openings. Remember, not just a door, a window, a real window that's a empty window, not glass, whatever, an empty window, they're all tummy. But this is interesting. Oh, well, I guess if you open up the windows, then I guess the doors are okay. Remember when you opened up one door, the other two doors are okay. Here I opened up all the windows. What about the doors? Kulan tmeis, all going to be tummy. The low heat cells are not going to help the doors at all. Why? Give me a svara. Because it's not typical to take a dead body out of a window.
Yeah.
You could. It's possible you might. But that's not generally what you're going to do. So even if they're open, it will not help the doors unless you really think to do that. If you say, I've now hereby designated this huge window, then I'm going to take the body out. But generally speaking, we don't do that. So even though you opened up the windows, and all those windows clearly have tumah passing through them, and all the window openings are tameh, it didn't save us from the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Now the next picture is coming up over here. And here is the... One second... there he is. They've got the Rambam and this. Okay, another case entirely. You see two houses. Let's focus on the right picture first. The right picture, let me clarify what you're seeing here, is a huge door with a huge canopy over that. You see the huge door?
Yeah.
With a big lock on the left side of that door opening. You see that?
Yep.
And then you got a smaller door inside that door. Okay, with a smaller canopy. So you can open, if you want, just that little inside door. Or you can open the outside door completely. All right? So you've got a little canopy over the inside door. And you've got a bigger canopy that's over the outside door. Okay? So now the question is, what kind of tumah is going to be going on over here? So Pesach katan, if you have a stalled small door, besoch Pesach gadol, inside of a big door. And they would usually do that because, let's say, when you went in the house, you used the small door. But when you had a lot of big, tall items, then you used the big door. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to buy a big door all the time?
Right.
Fine. So now, when you have that, so now what if the guy decides to go underneath the tent of the big or the small door? So Hamahil al-Gabe Shneim, anyone who puts himself under either one of those two, Tameh. Well, that's the obvious case. There's no chiddush there, because clearly, it doesn't matter if you're under the tent of the big door or the small door. Really, the small door is also the big door. Right. There's no chiddush there, but it's just setting you up for the next halacha. But what if chos, now, but you got a dead body inside the house now? Ah, well, now, dead body inside the house. And choshev lahotzio bakoton. You want to take the small, you want to take the body out of the small door. So what will happen then? Then, now, because let's put it this way. Until you've decided which body you're going to take out, both doors are tummy, and both
which
of them...
door?
Well, whatever, wherever you are, you're going to be tummy, right? Doesn't matter. That's obvious. Until you're going to take out a body, anything under either door is tummy.
Uh-huh.
Clearly. No different than the case we had before.
Right.
Right? But what if you decided now you're going to use the small one? I've decided we're going to do the small
Isn't
one.
Is the small one contained in the larger one? And hence
it is, but let's just think for a minute. If I'm only doing the smaller one now, the tumah is going out where?
The small canopy.
Only through the small canopy. What if I'm standing directly to the right of the end of the small canopy between that and the end of the larger door?
You're part of the big
I'm not under the small door at all, not under the small canopy at all. But I'm under, and the large door is not going to be opened for it.
I hear
it's not
going,
just wait. Okay. So what happens? Tier katon es hagadol, the small ones becoming the exclusive tamei, pure at this point is going to make the big one where the small one is not tor, and we're not the chiddush is, I would think the small door is batel, has been nullified to the big one. That's not going to be. Clearly, the Rambam doesn't mention if you want to take out of the big door, because once you think of the big door, the small door is included in the big door.
Yeah.
So here's the chiddush. You're looking, see, really, if you're looking over here, if you're standing right here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're only considering the small door where the tumah is coming out. All right? Now, anything over here would also be a problem. It would be tenting
above
over it.
Yeah.
But right here, this door ain't opening. So if I'm standing anywhere here, or technically anywhere here, the tumah is not going through that door. Since the tumah is not going through that door, I'm tahor.
But aren't the sides of the small canopy enough for the tumah to come out of those when the body comes
in? No. It's only going out the door. Only out the door. It doesn't go out this way.
That's why I was wondering.
It goes out the door. Straight out the door. It just can't go all like Casper the Ghost. It just goes all over the place.
I thought it just fills the air.
If you're anything that's under here, once you're past this, you're in the clear. This part here is not under anything. The tumah doesn't go in every way direction it wants.
It does in the house,
right? It stays right under the doorway. That's it. Under this. Okay. That's as far as the tumah can go. Doesn't go any further. So even though the larger door is very close to the smaller door, but they're still considered as two separate doors. Okay? Now, one more case.
Sorry, if something goes out the large door, do we say...
Then for sure the small one's tummy, because the small one is subsumed. The Rambam doesn't have to say that.
Right.
That's so obvious. The small door is for sure under the large door.
Yeah, yeah.
So the chiddush is, you would have thought that the small door is buckled to the big door, because it's so small, it's like part of the big door. And it's like it's going through the whole big door. That's what we don't say. That's an interesting question. I don't know the halacha mezuzah of that. That's an interesting question, which you need to have one or two mezuzahs. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, now we'll go to the next case, the left case. It'll be the last one for... See, I told you Bay's a big one. We're not even that close to finishing Bay's. Now, what if Hayushnei Matimim? What if they were complementary doors? Okay, so you've got two doors. Both of them can open up. You got two separate overhangs over there.
Double doors.
Double doors, and it's not like one big overhang. the mm-hmm. overhang, you see it's two separate overhangs, see the little space there? Because one big overhang would be a moot question, because the entire overhang, so we're making it two half overhangs as well over there. Okay, so now what's going to be the halacha? So hamahil al gabe shneim, if you put yourself under either one of them, tummy, you're going to be tummy, because it's no different than two separate doors. That's the setup case again. Note of that, two separate doors, if you go under any one of those two doors, you're tummy. So here, just the fact that together doesn't make any difference. That's not the chiddush. But chashav lahotzia be'echad mehem, what if you decide you're going to take the mace only out of one door and only open one door for that? Then TRS chavero, it'll make the next one tohor. And we don't say, yeah, but you could have opened both doors, and when they both open, it makes one hall. We don't say that. You see? So just like in the first case, we don't say the small one is butler to the big one. We'd say, well, listen, when you're opening one, man, it's an opening for both. So let's just say that they're still like both. No, if you're only planning on opening one, they still are, even though theoretically, if you'd open them both up, it's one exit. But until you do, it's considered like two separate exits. Okay. Final case. Let's just finish this halacha. Okay. This is not too hard either, and I think there's no picture on this. Yeah, no picture on this. Okay, and this is the one of changing your mind. Someone mentioned about changing mind. So let's say this. Let's say the house has one door on the north side. You have a corpse inside. And one to the south. So until anything's decided, anything under the two doors is tummy. Now, he decided, somebody there decided, we're going to take him out of the north door. So at that point on, only the north door is tummy, not the south door. But then what happened a few minutes later? Let's say his brothers come, or other relatives, who have, let's say, a bigger say in what goes on. From they say, no, we're only going to use the south door. We're not going to use the north door. At that point, when that change is made, Tier Dromi Esatzfoni, the southern one makes the northern one tor, because that second thought knocks out the first thought. We're speaking in a case where the first person can make a decision, but he's not as weighty as the second person's decision. First guy makes a decision, he figured he makes the decisions, and up to this point he was the one making the decisions. So when he said that, it was the north door is tummy, the south door is tor. But now the real decision makers come in and say, we want it the other way. So then it switches at that time. However, there's an important caveat. Ubalad, but especially Shalo Yarim, if they're not doing shtick, they're trying to get out of somebody being tummy. Let's say like this. The first guy says, okay, the north doors are going to go out. Fine. But he didn't realize that once he said that, and somebody, one of his kids, decided to play under the north door. Oh, no, my kid's tummy. And now he starts touching something else, and it's a rishon l'tumah, and a shein l'tumah. He's touched the food that we're going to serve after the funeral. Now the funeral's tummy. The Kohanim can't eat any food at this funeral. So you know what? Some relatives didn't come yet. When you come, say it's the south door. Cool. Or you know what I'm saying? So they can fix up. So if you know you're doing for trickery, we punish you. Shneim tumim. Both doors are tummy. In other words, if you legitimately wanted to change it, you could change it. But if it's just for shtick, then we punish you and both doors are tamei. We'll leave it at that.